This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, we talk to Feeding Leroy, an alt-country folk band from Duluth. We caught up with Feeding Leroy at the 2017 Boats and Bluegrass Festival here in Winona, Minnesota. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and this is the Live Feed.
There's a really good lineup today that's already begun. We just heard the Wildflowers, and they were so awesome, and it's really good to be here. Again, we came last year. It's our second year here at Boats and Bluegrass. Super special time of year and event, so thank you for having us.
Rocks stand tall. There was an old woman, medicine bowl. They called her for witchcraft. Showed no respect. Murdered her family with a knife in the back. Took all her jewelry and her medicine bowl. It sits at the county museum for show. And the folks they call heroes stomp them all down, dammed up the river.
I'm here with Sonia from Feeding Leroy. How you doing today?
I'm doing really good.
Cool, cool. First off, I'm curious, where does the name Feeding Leroy come from?
We have a dog named Leroy, and we were trying to come up with a good name, and feeding him proved to be a funny process right off the bat when we got him. He, like, it's like a faucet turns on his mouth, and he just drools, like, when he sees the food. And Lee, my bandmate, said, "What about Feeding Leroy?" And I thought it had a nice ring to it.
Cool. It does. It does. It's unique, too. That's cool. How did you guys meet and get your start playing together?
We've known each other a long time. There's a couple brothers in the band.
Okay.
Our bass player and our guitarist have been friends and bandmates in other bands for a long time, and myself and the other guitar player, we've been together as a couple for almost 10 years. So we've all known each other a long time.
Right.
And it just kind of, you know, looking for bandmates, it just kind of worked out.
Kind of organically formed,
yeah.
Huh? Cool. And you play guitar and sing, is that right?
Yep, and I write half the songs.
Okay, how does your writing process work? So you write half the songs, then do you just bring it in and they play it, or is there a collaboration going on there too? Or?
Yeah, we wing things a lot. So if I come to the table with something new, they just kind of jump in, and it evolves over time, but a lot of it is just Lee or I will bring a new song to the table, and the band just kind of jumps in and goes with it.
Okay, cool. Do you guys have any recordings out or anything in the works?
Yes, the band has one EP out, seven songs that we've been sitting on for a couple years, and we've been recording new material that we're in the process. We've got a lot of it recorded, but we're just kind of taking our time.
Cool. Any idea when that might come out?
You know, I hope sooner than later. I can't even say. But I think end of the year, early next year.
Okay, cool. And where can we find that? Are you guys online then?
Yep, we put our stuff on all the, you know, major avenues for online music, and then we sell hard copies. I'd like to press vinyl this time around.
Nice.
I really like buying vinyl and getting the download card. I think that's
a
good way. Yeah. I'd like to do that for sure, especially since we're going to put out a full album. And
Right.
But, you know, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all that jazz.
Cool. Yeah, it's nice to have that physical product, you know, with the artwork and everything.
Yeah.
Don't cut me down, I will fall on my own. Like my old friend, I fell on the floor. The young ones the same, and fate is the same, if they simply allow to remain. But they're taking a home at 4 bushels of corn. Do you know what it means to sound off the horn? 'Cause I think it ill to take more than you should when you tear down the forest, the prairie sticks in the wood. Pay. Seen that progress going backwards and them roads going straight. And if it's money you see, well, people's troubles you find, you won't see if you're still blind.
Thank you, guys. burdens down, and weep no more, for I have gone to a better shore. And if the devil come knocking at my door, tell him I've gone, tell him I've gone to a better shore.
Banjo and Eric Berry on the mandolin. We're very happy to have these fine gentlemen playing with us today.
Thank you.
Are you guys on tour? Do you have any plans for touring?
You know, we're not on tour. We all have busy things going on in our lives. We play most weekends around Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Okay.
We like to go to Texas here and there, try to string things together, but we don't. We're not on tour at the moment.
Okay. Any plans for a tour?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Maybe next summer.
Okay.
I work
cool.
at a high school and. Bass player's got a baby, all that jazz.
Right. People have lives.
Yeah, we take our time at home, but yeah, well, you know, we just keep plugging along.
Cool. Very cool. Do you have any specific musical influences that you draw from?
I love Gillian Welch.
Okay. Cool.
She's my favorite. I really like old folk music.
Okay.
I like kind of digging into old songs and finding where they come from. Like Willie Nelson plays, so many great songs, and a lot of them that aren't his, I try to dive in and find where they came from. But, like,
right.
old folk music, really, like, the sad, lonesome stuff.
Okay, cool, cool. A little that Hank Williams sweet. In there, too, maybe?
Sure, yeah, an old country. Yeah, I like all that.
Cool, yeah, you guys had a little country flavor up there, I noticed.
Cool, I appreciate you saying awesome. So.
Yeah, well, I love old country, too, so I like that.
Moving with her, I'm a boot sitting by her side. she would be.
That's a folk song that I wrote about a folk singer.
So let's see, what was the website again?
We're at feedingleroy.com.
Okay, Feeding Leroy, and I'm sure you're on Facebook as well, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
We do our best to keep a web presence. We don't always do that well at it, but
okay.
There's ways to find us.
Yep, I suppose we can Google you or search on Facebook and find you.
Yeah, we got some stuff on YouTube.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I've been here with Sonia from Feeding Leroy. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, enjoy the rest of the festival.
Yeah,
headed for the west and I left the pouring rain. I made it to the mountains to find out that everything is the same. But it ain't the same. If I wasn't so damn busy, I'd be looking for a place to start. A place to start. So if you're driving for a while and you're pulling just a bit to the right, and you're dreading all the miles that you had to make it through in the night, find your friend downtown, she'll be around. And your heavy load, let the whistle blow with the Tennessee Devil tonight.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks again to Feeding Leroy for joining us today on The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.